a Rayo Original Podcast.
Step into our confessional. Confess all. We won't tell anyone. Just the entire nation. From Greatest Hits Radio, Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it's the finals. That's a very insincere kind of voice there.
That sounded okay.
Hello. Oh, now I just need to dial it down a bit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, don't get smug, basically. Okay. This is a message to myself.
All right.
Everyone on a podcast within a few episodes sounds smug, and I'm talking about
me. Well, we can be smug because we are obviously very important here.
We're number one. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Very good point.
Good idea.
It's the number one podcast. It's our final sun-drenched edition, even though Matt and Holly have been back this week. Selfishly, I'm still off, and so is Susie.
Yeah.
We're not off together. She's doing her thing, and
she
I'm
is.
Doing my thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Although
we're all here together on this podcast. We've come together from all sides of the world to bring you another piece of comedy gold. Is that right?
Yes.
It is comedy
that's
gold.
I was just checking.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of silence there.
It was, wasn't it? I like the tension there. I was building it up.
It's another From the Crypt special. There's a little peek at the parish notice board, and we're going to dive headfirst into the murky paddling pool that is the not-for-broadcast Mark Knopfler section. First, let's sit back and let some sins from the past wash over you, but not in a paddling pool sense, just in a kind of a wholesome, lovely, fresh water from the fridge kind of way. Anyway, let's...
Yeah, let's just
get into
this.
You're washing yourself in water from the fridge.
Yes. Wow.
Not making any sense. Wow.
But that's a good thing.
Is it good?
Imagine if you washed yourself in water,
from the fridge.
That would be a nice thing.
No, it's always awful.
Cold.
The water
That'd be
from the
really
fridge.
Cold. That's it's like really ice cold.
And imagine the filth that it's washing away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Another morally dubious tide, which is the key line.
Metaphor. Good. Yeah.
Marky Mark sends in today's confession. Thank you, Marky Mark. Simon, Matt, Susie and the team, my confession goes back to the late 80s. It's a slight carry-on feel to today's confession.
Okay.
My confession goes back to the late 80s when I was running a bar on the promenade of Douglas in the Isle of Man. It's a busy pub. It's another pub confession is what we got here. They got fairly raucous at times and it became packed at the weekends. We were lucky being on the main pub crawl circuit, so attracted holidaymakers and locals alike. It was housed in an old Victorian hotel, and the layout was a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, with random-shaped rooms and tiny corridors. This meant that the ladies' toilets had to be reached by going up an open staircase. This meant that all their comings and goings were in full view of everyone in the main bar as they went up and down the stairs.
That's face.
Yeah, What's an open staircase? Is that like a spiral staircase?
It's a spiral staircase.
Okay.
I'm appalled.
Well, one that's
at
just
you.
Not
I'm
in
appalled
the
at both of you.
One that's not in like a corridor. You know, staircase.
Okay.
One that's in the middle of a room,
and everyone can see going up and down.
Up and down.
So you can look. There goes Cynthia, and there goes Gladys.
Up the spiral staircase
and back down.
Now, when we started running this pub, we also inherited a cheesy life-size statue of a naked Greek Adonis figure.
Wow.
We thought the ladies' parlour room would be the perfect place for it to call home. Now, the statue in question had always drawn favourable comments from the regular customers.
Mm.
He was muscly, taut, and in many ways, very impressive. Well,
dear, oh dear.
Word spread, of course, about this saucy attraction, and after a few weeks, many more women seemed to be interested in using the facilities than the men.
Wow.
Let me say there was no statue of any sort in the gents, in case you were all wondering, because that would be cheap and demeaning.
Yeah. It was the 80s.
What raised eyebrows, however, was that some women, on their return to the bar, were cheered and clapped as they descended the stairs. Not all of them by any means, but a good number. This always led to puzzled looks and shrugging. What's going on here? And also, coming down the stairs, just the occasional red face and an appropriate snigger. For some, this remained a total mystery, and I am here, Father Simon, to confess to all of those who remained ignorant of what was happening. This is what was going on. Following some negative comments from a few prudes who objected to the Adonis statue in the toilet, too muscly, too taut, too impressive, it was decided that we needed to cover up his particulars with a large fig leaf. I don't remember how we came up. I said it was quite carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I don't remember how we came up with the idea, but for a bit of fun and with the help of an apprentice electrician who drank in the pub, we put this fig leaf on a hinged switch. And if anyone was interested to find out what was behind the fig leaf, when they lifted it up, it caused a shrill bell in the bar to ring so that everybody could hear. Those in the bathroom had no idea what was going on, but this bell caused great delight for those in the know in the bar whenever a poor, unsuspecting woman, or maybe 20 of them, made the bell ring. Now, if the ladies hung around for long enough, they would have heard the bell ringing themselves and realised what was going on. But to the many who left straight away after just one glass of Chardonnay, utterly baffled by their round of applause and whooping, and would never have known why they were subjected to such random cheering, I am indeed sorry. Father Simon, I'm asking for your forgiveness on behalf of any of the poor women and girls who were caused such embarrassment for merely having a little curiosity about what lay beneath the fig leaf. It's almost biblical, this story.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your understanding in advance. Yours, Marky Mark. Thank you, Marky Mark, for this tale. Another tale from the pub. Sister Sue, do you have a life-size naked Greek Adonis in your pub?
I don't know, no. I don't think one would actually fit in our toilets. But Marky Mark, I have to applaud you for effort there and ingenuity. Excellent, very funny. However, those poor women, maybe they were just a little bit curious, and then coming down the stairs and you've embarrassed them and they don't even know why everyone's looking at them and cheering. And for that reason, I just can't forgive you.
Okay, I can already tell where this is going to go.
Brother
from another gutter.
Well, for point number one is, how are you fitting a life-size, massive statue inside the loo? Because the loos I've been in, there's never any room. You've got the room for the stalls, you've got the other stuff, and you've got the sinks.
It's an old Victorian hotel, I think.
Well,
clearly,
did have a big area, but that's not the point. And here's the other point is, if you're going to put, it's a bit like having a button that says don't press on it. Everyone's always going to press that button. And if you're going to hinge the fig leaf over the particulars, then someone's always going to lift it.
They are.
And it's just a hostage of fortune. And for that reason, I choose to forgive.
What's your secret? Simon Mayo's Confessions Podcast.
Today's, I should say, does contain scenes disturbing for those who are consuming food of any kind.
Ah, good. Like it.
That's what I would suggest. And this comes from, let's say Tammy. Okay. Thanks, Tammy. Father Simon and the Honourable Collective. This sin takes place in the heady days of the early 90s, when a group of us from a fabulous youth group from St. Custard's New Life Hallelujah Praise the Lord Ministries were taken each year by our super leaders to the music and arts festival called the Greenbelt Festival. A certain blonde, bespeckled DJ attended, which added much enjoyment.
Yeah.
I'm happy to say I do not feature in this
confession. That's a pity.
This particular year, there was much excitement as we arrived at the campsite, and if you're a festival goer, you will understand this excitement, as we'd heard that the toilets, hitherto timber constructions, contained at least 12 cubicles over a large, specially dug pit. And in the old days, this got grosser and grosser by the day, especially in a hot year. These had been replaced by single-unit portaloos, rows and rows of them. Oh, the excitement and the joy of being able to sit down without splinters or gagging on the smell or sight of the pit below. Also, there was a fatal flaw in those pit below ones because as the fluid rose, it was a reflection. And if you looked at that, you could see.
Oh, right. Okay,
oh,
definitely if you're eating.
Good grief.
Just the old days. Anyway, we discovered, however, that these toilets weren't as sturdy as the timber constructions and they wobbled or even rocked if leant upon.
Mm-hmm.
So a sort of prank, really. I know you don't like the word, but a sort of prank developed where we'd follow one of our group to these wonderful new portaloos, and once they were inside, we'd give the loo a little bit of a nudge, or maybe a little bit of a wobble as soon as the door was closed. This developed into a game of cat and mouse, where if a member of our group had a call of nature, they'd employ a number of ruses or distractions to avoid being followed. And who could blame them? On one such occasion, my sister, Stephanie, left the group and looked over her shoulder, I guess to check if she was being followed. So we ignored her until she thought she was safe, and then we crept and darted, cartoon-like, between the tents to follow her at a safe distance. Having found her chosen bank of loos, she approached one lovely single portaloo, and with one last check over her shoulder, she entered to perform
the
function.
No, we get it. Yep.
Only then did we pounce. Three of us sprinted from behind the tents to the loo and started gently wobbling and then shaking and then rocking. And then what can only be described as youthful enthusiasm took over, and the rocking turned into a full-on seismic scale event where the portaloo resembled a weeble, rocking ever closer to the ground. It's another thing I'm going to have to explain. You remember that weeble always righted itself. It was like a child's toy which you could push over and then it would always right itself. However, this was because a weeble had a weight located at the bottom. Once released, the weeble is restored by gravity to an upright position. They came in many spectacular colours, Father Simon. However, a portaloo is not a weeble, a sentence that has never been written in the history of the English language. And eventually, gravity had its way, and the loo landed on its back. We were a little surprised, as I'm sure my sister was inside. Also, I have to say I was surprised when effluent and chemicals, also in spectacular colours, poured out of the chimney vent.
Chimney?
Onto my flip-flopped feet. Something I richly deserved. We crept back behind the first row of tents to observe and enjoy our gotcha moment. As the door to the WC started to open, obviously this is coffin-like because it's lying on its back, we were fully expecting my sister to emerge somewhat unamused, only to discover, to our horror, we'd got the wrong toilet. And a complete stranger climbed out. A nun, if you will.
A nun!
Somewhat bemused as she reassembled her garments. I'm ashamed to confess, Father Simon, we didn't do the honourable thing and apologise, nor did we risk rocking another toilet in the hope of finding my sister, but merely slunk away, doubled over in fits of laughter, returning nonchalantly a few minutes later to right the fallen portaloo. Father Simon and the Holy Collective, I seek forgiveness from the poor nun whose most private of moments so rudely interrupted. Also to the camp organisers for spilling chemicals and possibly into the ground, and our fellow youth group at St Custard's New Life Hallelujah, Praise the Lord Pentecostal Ministries, who were rocked in the toilets at various points during the festival. I need your forgiveness, but I'm not at all sure I'm going to get any. What does she get from Sister Holly?
No. I mean, this is the thing. Now, despite my love of music, this is why I don't go to music festivals. I just can't deal with the portaloo thing. I just can't.
They're a lot better now.
I know, but were the contents of the lavatory on the nun? Did that actually get on her as well?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Because that's bad. Really bad. On a fellow nun as well. How dare you? How could you, Tammy? Really, really not good. And also pranks. I hate pranks. It's just never fun. It's not funny for the nun, is it? It's not funny for her.
For the nun.
No. So that's why I'm not going to forgive.
Brother from another gutter.
Yes, effluent on my flip-flops. I've seen them live. Very good. I'm going to forgive. Mainly because, here's the thing, festival portaloos, it's famous, isn't it? Just don't go to the loo at a festival ever. I think that's a good life lesson.
My brother actually managed to do that for a whole weekend.
Yes, quite right. Wow. I've done it. I've been to festivals. Don't go to the loo. It's very simple, very, very easy solution to that problem. And also, you know, they got the comeuppance, didn't they, with the stuff coming out of the chimney. And then it all... and then there was the nun, which was even funnier. For that reason, right. I'm going to forgive.
On the grounds of comedy.
Mother Superior with it all over.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
And now let us turn briefly to the parish notice board. Matt, you look like a man with five stars in your pockets.
What? I'm sorry, that sounds rather rude. Are those five stars in your pocket?
Are you just pleased to see
me? Well, hello. Yes, I am, Simon. Martin, I've been listening. Five stars, says Martin. I've been listening to Confessions for as long as I can remember.
Yes.
Simon does a cracking job.
Thanks.
Susie isn't bad either. But my favourite is
Holly?
Matt.
What
and
about
Holly is also okay. But my favourite is Matt. He's the forgiving force we all need in our lives. So true, Martin.
Susie isn't bad. I'm not even mentioned.
Not even mentioned. That's disgraceful, Martin. Elaine says five stars, absolutely the best. Even though I listen most days, work permitting, to Confessions, I love my Saturday morning gym session as I can listen to the podcast all by myself. I get some very strange looks, giggling to myself. But hey, I don't care. A very definite five stars from me. Love it. Five hearts.
Aww,
that's nice.
That's a cute.
You sounded a little bit like Dr. Mosh there.
I did. He came in there, didn't he?
That's weird.
And he's gone out again, thankfully. Well done, Elaine, and indeed Martin.
I would think if you're putting all your concentration into some thrusts and some squats, the last thing you want is a hilarious podcast and the number one podcast making you...
Does anyone do thrusts in the gym?
Is anyone doing that? I think it's... You know, like, my mum listens to our wonderful podcast.
Does she?
Yes, she does. She does.
Oh, wow. Holly's mum.
Yeah. Shout out.
And obviously, she's squats and thrusts.
No, she's not. No, she's doing sort of the cross trainer and the rowing machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Susie, what have you noticed from the notice board at your end of things?
Well, I've got this from someone who wants to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So let's
All right,
see
Bob.
Where they go with this. Dear Simon, as a regular listener to your podcast, sadly, I can't listen live often as I now work in an industry where access to FM radio airwaves, DAB signal, and indeed the internet is physically restricted.
Ooh, spy.
Submarine.
Yeah, it could be a submarine.
I enjoy the esteemed and often, but not always, correct judgment of your underlings.
That's right,
yeah. Sure underlings?
Yeah, exactly.
Not quite sure about this, anonymous.
However, I have an issue with the tat cupboard.
Right.
A tat
this
cupboard,
is why it's anonymous.
Yeah.
As you refer to it, is something that would have general tat within it. Such tat, having worked myself within the radio industry in the late 90s.
did we?
Would include...
It's probably Chris Tarrant.
Day,
this is from Chris Tarrant.
Sticky bug things, badges, pens, car stickers, the occasional bomber jacket, baseball caps, branded Nokia 3310 phone cases, teddy bears, etc. You only ever seem to dish out an occasional mug and signed postcard.
Mm.
Is it not possible to source other exciting tat?
Well, just because you had a massive budget back in the 80s, Anonymous, before you started working in a salary.
That's only part one. Carry on.
Oh, right. There's more.
Gives us some examples, So could Holly not perhaps find some Confession-branded shell suit trousers or a tray of freshly baked blueberry muffins?
Oh, that's
each
nice.
Adorned with a rice paper topping featuring Matt's face.
Oh. Yes, great idea.
No.
This is all gold, Holly. I hope you're writing this down. Write these ones down. They are my
How
face.
How about Confession screen wash for the car? Banana scented, maybe.
Nobody wants that.
Susie's face would, I'm sure, even though I have no idea what she looks like, shine resplendently when embezzled upon a Confessions branded leaf blower.
Leaf blower.
I think like it. Yeah.
Putting Susie and a leaf blower together.
I like it.
What is he suggesting?
Very good.
I don't know what he's suggesting.
No, let's not get into what she's suggesting.
Susie's just going to blast out hair that blows away the rubbish.
Hot hair.
No.
I would certainly enjoy a Simon Mayo branded electric toothbrush with interchangeable heads and automatic recharge function.
Not asking for much.
No, I like that as well. These are all great ideas.
Yeah.
I love them.
So,
yeah.
He says, he ends by saying, I trust this matter will be dealt with swiftly. The situation needs resolving. Go kick some tat. Yours sincerely, Mr. X, local radio DJ who doesn't want his name read out, please and thank you.
Chris Tarrant.
And then essentially I think this is the crux of the email. Also, I'll happily overlook all of the above if Holly would please send me a mug.
What?
And maybe a greatest hits radio burglar alarm or something.
You've just insulted the tat cupboard for two whole pages talking about how dreadful it is and how you've got all these fantastic ideas. Well, no, sunshine, you're not getting a mug. Ex-local radio DJ who doesn't want his name read out. Come on, who are you? Are you like 10? Like, well, you're not because you're around in the late 90s, but...
Yes.
Grow up, honestly. Also, everyone else got to be on something. Why is my face not on anything?
That's true.
Why, if what you're trying you to sweet talk me, you're not sweet talking me with this email.
Would you like to be on the leaf blower?
No.
But exactly. Yeah.
Some kind of crown.
A blueberry muffin.
I do like the muffins, though.
The muffins is a
muffins with
yeah, but they
face
wouldn't
on, yeah.
last. This is the problem. Mm. The gingerbread Kens went off quite quickly.
They would be wonderful and ephemeral, a bit like me, Holly. And that is why my face will be on the blueberry muffins.
Well, we have had you're right, the gingerbread Kens. He didn't mention them, did he?
That's true. No. Yeah. We had that. Those weren't looking good towards the end.
So, listen, Tarrant, if you need stuff, just get in touch. You know, I'm sure, you know, we'll give you...
I don't think he is Chris Tarrant, by the way, just to...
Well, we've decided he is Chris Tarrant.
Okay,
fine. So.
Whatever name you've got there on the original, he's probably calling himself Chris Chivers or something like that. It's wrong. It's Chris Tarrant.
Yes.
Okay. And he would like a free something or other. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Holly's going to budge.
No.
Because, Tarrant, you were quite rude by ignoring the owner of the tack cupboard.
Yeah, that's true.
Although it would be quite good to have badges, pens, car stickers, bomber jackets, baseball caps.
Mm. He has got some good ideas, hasn't he? He's got some good ideas, and that's what I like about him. So well,
that's why he was so successful.
Nice. Yeah.
Anyway, you can keep your additions to the parish notice board coming. Confessions at greatesthitsradio.co.uk.
Confess all. We won't tell anyone. Just the entire nation. Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Okay, now it's time to step into the darker side of the podcast, the not-for-broadcast section, starting with you, Johnny, getting into the festival for free by pretending to be a copper on urgent business is not impressive. It is illegal.
Not allowed.
Even Nigel Barden wouldn't do that. He can blag himself into anywhere, but he wouldn't impersonate a copper.
No, he just sweet talks reception. That's what he does.
That is illegal, isn't it?
Yeah. Where would you even get a copper outfit from?
You just carry one around with you in case. He probably says, I'm plain clothes.
Yeah, undercover.
Mm. Oh, that's such a good point.
And maybe he's got like a secret document or like a Doctor Who thing. He just sort of waves it at the person and says,
Like the your man in Will Smith. He did that, didn't he?
Did he?
With the old thing.
In what?
The Men in Black.
Men in Black
with his ding dong.
With his ding dong.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Move on.
Also.
That sounds weird.
So it does sound weird.
Getting edited.
Also, Faye. Any confession involving getting it on in the toilets of a Wetherspoons pub.
Oh, wow.
Was never going to make it.
Dear me.
Even though standards have dropped recently.
They have dropped.
It was never, ever going to go onto the radio.
Was there a twist? Was there something in it?
You then surprisingly got caught by security. We're thrown out.
Okay.
Basically.
Not a great twist.
No.
Don't do it.
No, you know, it's in general, this is sage advice from.
On
behalf of others who have told me about such things.
Oh, no.
Just don't.
No. Also, I was about to say something.
The smell.
That would be really gross. Yeah.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
Well, just toilets are not the most hygienic places, are they, really?
No.
Anyway, there are so many reasons. It's probably illegal as well.
Is it illegal?
So if you're going into the toilet of a Wetherspoons pub, keep it to yourself. That's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Yes, thankfully.
Let's move on. Thank you, Danny. About 20 years ago, Father Simon, my then-girlfriend and I moved into our first new home. It was only a two-up, two-down rental, but we loved it. We rubbed along really well back in the day, but it was always ruined by one thing. A visit from the in-laws. My girlfriend's parents, let's call them Kevin and Pat, really took a dislike to me. I wasn't good enough for their beloved daughter. I didn't like them much either, to be perfectly honest, so I was quite relaxed about the fact that they didn't like me. Kevin was a retired police officer with a really painful knuckle-crunching handshake, but I never let on that it really hurt. Pat was an ultra-fussy, passive-aggressive type who would say things like, Oh, you don't heat up your plates before serving food? That's new. And what brand of fabric conditioner are you using now? Knowing perfectly well we didn't use any, which is why they always brought their own towels when they came to stay.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, back to our new house and our new neighbourhood. The best thing was our local swimming pool. A very grand Victorian building, Father Simon, the type with changing cubicles around the side of the pool. I loved swimming. So after work on Friday, I made my first visit to what I was told was an adult swim session. I arrived a few minutes early and joined a large and very friendly group waiting outside. When we were let in, we grabbed a basket for our clothes and went into our separate cubicles. Connoisseurs of this feature will be ahead of me. Trunks on and ready to go, I pull back the curtain on my cubicle pretty much the same time as everyone else. It was then I noticed something to my absolute horror. All the other swimmers were totally naked.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
A cheerful and friendly old naked man in his 70s heartily shook my hand and welcomed me to a weekly costumes optional swimming session where newcomers were most welcome. He told me this was one of the most popular naturist events in the area.
Right.
And I was welcome to join many more of their activities, including walking, rock climbing. Look at the view from here. And even bread baking.
What?
Okay.
Well, Father Simon, I was in total shock. I wanted out. So I jumped into the water, did my fastest ever time, completed 20 lengths, made a swift exit. So to my confession. My aforementioned in-laws, Kevin and Pat, were due for a visit, and I was dreading it. Now, they were both very active in their local church group and always organising activities to keep the fellow pensioners healthy and fit. From button collecting to bowling, they did it all. At this one time, they'd both started a swimming group, and they loved it. In fact, they became avid swimmers. So I came up with the great idea that as soon as they arrived at ours on the Friday evening, they should pop along to our local pool to what I had heard was a very popular adult session. I obviously withheld the finer details, and Kevin and Pat heartily agreed it would be a fine idea after what was a tortuous drive north. So once they unloaded their bags, they set off with their costumes rolled tightly into their towels like true professionals. You won't be needing those, I laughed to myself, and sat back and waited. Oh, Father Simon, what can I say? Not long after their car screeched to a stop outside my house. Kevin carefully ushering Pat into my front room, both looking utterly perplexed. She was ashen-faced and seemed to be having a fit of the vapours. An old expression.
Yes.
I think we know what it means. I'll explain it to Holly later.
Thank you.
Kevin looked deeply traumatised, saying he'd never seen anything like it in his whole life.
Well.
And said he had a good mind to call the police.
Right.
I was really enjoying their meltdown. The sight of so much nakedness had really set them off, and it really took them quite a time to calm down. Kevin said it was made worse by the fact that Pat had only recently had her cataracts done. Sometimes you don't want perfect vision, Father Simon. Anyway, they both agreed they must never speak of this to anyone ever. Much to my utter joy, they decided to go home early the next day, saying something about Kevin needing his beta blockers. I didn't care. I was just pleased to see them go. Anyway, Father Simon, I seek forgiveness for a cruel trick to play to two fine, upstanding members of the community, but they were really annoying in-laws. Luckily, they stopped visiting us after that.
Oh, right.
So all was not lost. Anyway, forgive and forget, Danny. Anyway, thank you, Father Simon, and keep up the forgiveness. Well, we're revisiting swimming and nudity and in-laws, so many subjects. Mm. Sister Holly goes first.
So is Danny still with this girlfriend to this day?
Well,
or
I don't know.
Was this the start of the end?
I don't know.
I mean, it's really interesting. I do think, though, you playing this cruel trick on your in-laws is just another reason for them to dislike you, really. I know they weren't that great, but maybe it's you. Have you ever thought about that, Danny? Maybe you're the problem.
Passive-aggressive people are very annoying.
The thing is, hating your in-laws, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, it's so mainstream.
It
it's
is.
A really mainstream so, opinion to have. Yeah. It's not original. And so for that reason, I'm not forgiving you. Since I've sent them to the swimming pool with all the naked people, of course they're going to hate it.
Right, so it's because it's mainstream?
Yeah.
All right. brother from another.
I mean, I love that because it's just very funny, isn't it? I mean, and also it's important to say that the clothing was optional, so you know they were quite well within their rights to keep their clothing on, although they weren't too keen on seeing what else was on offer. So I mean, on reflection, you know, people who bring their own towels, what's that about? No, you can't have people staying in your house if they insist on bringing their own towels.
Right, but also, who doesn't use fabric conditioner?
Well, I don't use fabric conditioner.
Really?
No.
There's
no need for it. Oh, did you get me started on the fabric conditioner?
Towels are all rough.
No, we know that's why.
You must have the worst
towels. What it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
I didn't know it's how you're supposed to have your towels. It's a bit rough. Just to remind you of living in the jungle. So for that reason, I'm going to forgive.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Hilarious revelations from a new generation of sinners willing to share their secrets in search of forgiveness from Father Simon and the Confessional Collective.
Jane, thank you for this, Father Simon. PG certificate?
Oh, good.
Yeah, PG.
I mean, only slightly.
Yeah.
Father Simon, firstly, I should start this by saying this is not the usual confession. It's more, should I forgive those who have trespassed against me?
Oh, I do like those.
Nice.
Yeah, you see, that's a slightly different spin. There you go. The incident took place many years ago in Gran Canaria. I was on holiday with my husband, my two children, my best friends, and their two children. I don't know if you've been to Gran Canaria, but it is a fine place for a family holiday. While we were there, we decided to visit a water park. Now, I'm not a great swimmer, but the children were excited about going, as were the other adults, so I was happy to tag along. When I was a kid, we were lucky to have a blow-up paddling pool for water fun, or occasionally a water fight with a hose and some plastic bags on the top of a multi-story car park. But that's another story. Different times, Father
yes.
Simon.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. We settled ourselves close to the children's pools, plural, and after a while, the adults became restless. Books had been glanced at, music had been listened to, the crossword had been done. Now what? Well, everyone wanted to explore. So, I volunteered to watch the children, so my husband and our friends could go and make the most of the many slides in the pools. I didn't want to go anyway, so this was the perfect way to earn extra parenting points.
Nice.
Not that I needed any, because I'm the mother.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was a very knowing yuck. Sometime later, they returned full of fabulously exciting tales of the fun that they had had. There were so many rides. There was a ride called the Splash-O-Rama. Pico de Agua. How would you say that in Spanish?
Pico de Agua.
Pico de Agua.
Pico de Agua.
What does that mean?
Just say it really quick.
It's a very, very complex word.
Well, agua is water.
Yes, correct. And pico is a very complex word.
There was also one called a super soaker.
There! It means being soaked in a super way.
They were all amazing, apparently. And then they said that there was a ride that I would be okay going on, as there was no plunge pool at the end. And I agreed to go and have a look, because the slide is one thing, but the plunge pool makes me feel very unhealthy, all those germs. And one look at it and you can tell that, you know...
The
kids could have got out at least beforehand.
Oh, lovely.
Also, your head goes underwater in a plunge pool.
That's right. Anyway, Jane didn't want any of that. Well, the slide was huge, but true to their word, there was no plunge pool at the end. It was just water running down, and then at the end, you slowed down and you climbed out. I watched other people going down. It did indeed look innocent enough. I should have been alerted, really, by the slide's name, which was Kamikaze. There's the clue.
No.
But not wanting to look a complete wimp in front of the children and my friends, I agreed to go on. The instructions, a big letter, said, every meter a new adventure. 68 meters if you're brave enough. Push yourself off at the start and get down first. Well, I wanted to be first, obviously. The children were positioned at the bottom of the slide, and I climbed the stairs with my husband and my dear friends, my supportive friends.
Yeah.
They were still reassuring me that all would be well. They would be going down with me, as there were four chutes side by side. We all took our position. I was instructed to lie down, cross my hands across my chest, and just go. Husband to my left, two best friends, who I could always rely on,
yes.
to my right.
Okay.
This, of course, is the, oh heavens, what am I about to do moment.
Yep.
Which everyone has at the top of one of those slides. But anyway, says Jenny, it was really too late to back off now.
ready, steady, go. Well, off I went at a ridiculous speed, water shooting in all directions. I felt like I was experiencing colonic irrigation, Father
Lovely.
Simon.
Great.
68 metres of the most unusual pressures, let me say. I tried to hold my nose, but then realised that my bikini was not staying in place.
Oh,
I should
no.
probably have mentioned that I was wearing my old bikini and not my glamorous new one, which would have stayed on. So maybe my old one was a little worn and feeble where it should have been strong.
Oh, dear.
I didn't know whether to protect my dignity or to try and stop myself drowning. So obviously not drowning seemed the option.
Yeah,
my top flew away. I managed to grab it as I shot down the chute at 100,000 miles an hour. Slight exaggeration.
Yep.
I remember thinking, I'll say no to the official photograph.
Oh, no. They always
take them.
Oh, no.
The only saving grace was the kamikaze didn't last long, but at the bottom of the slide, after reapplying my top and pulling my bikini bottoms back into the places best I could,
Lord.
I turned to look for my husband and friends to discover they were all sitting at the top of the slide, laughing hysterically. Apparently, it's notorious for its swimwear malfunctions like mine, and they let me have mine. So I ask you, should I forgive? That's my question, because they knew what was going to happen and they set me up good and proper. That's what I'm asking, Sister Susie.
Well, I feel like if you were going to a water park, you should have probably wore some supportive...
stockings.
Yes, supportive stockings. No, supportive swimwear, because you know what's going to happen.
Yes.
You need to be, you know, ready for it. So I kind of feel like she should take some responsibility, but they were a bit mean, so I don't think she should forgive.
Brother Matthew from the other
So, you know, yes, it's called kamikaze. Don't get on it if you're just wearing a bikini. That's certainly my life lesson.
Yes.
So I'm going to forgive here. You know, all water feeling when you're dancing on the sealant. Oh, yes. Taking us back to those glorious days earlier this week. So I'm going to forgive.
Simon Mayo's Confessions. Tales of greed, debauchery, deception, and honest mistakes, including those confessions we could never broadcast on the radio.
That brings us to the end of our final From the Crypt special. Shame, we could do many more of these.
Yeah, let's do more.
If these tales have sparked a moral crisis of your own, then send it to confessions@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Matt, do we have another code phrase, please, that we can use next week once we're all back?
Yes, and the code phrase is not in a Wetherspoons. Not in a Wetherspoons.
If you've listened this far, you can thread me at Mr. Simon Mayo or Threads on Threads, or post it to me on Blue Sky. Yes, Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
Remember, rate, review, and spread the word. And no, we don't forgive you for not doing it already. Now is the perfect time. Someone's stomach is rumbling. I'm not quite sure whose that is. Anyway.
Not me.
Not me either.
We'll be back next week. Fully fed and fully refreshed with some brand spanking new confessions. I'm not sure the word spanking was necessarily relevant there, but that's what
brand
it says.
Brand spanking new, it's a phrase.
I know, but it's also a connotation, is it not? It's an insinuation.
Insinuation? What?
Yes.
No, it's just a phrase.
Insinuating what?
You. Yes, a spanking confession? No, we don't want
that.
Right,
no.
No,
well, I don't think that's what it was. None of us were.
I think it was.
No.
Yes.
Anyway, Susie, Holly and Matt all want to say...
See you later, alligator!
Oh, wow. That was great. Bye.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed for listening.
Cheers.
Love you.
Yeah.
Simon Mayo's Confessions. Want to confess? Simon Mayo would love to hear your story. He may even keep it to himself.
He definitely won't keep it to himself.
Send gory details, please, to confessions@greatesthitsradio.co.uk.
You can tell we've recorded these in bulk before, haven't we? Dear, oh dear.